It's the Hopeless Fan Podcast. It is Friday, January 10th. Zach's a little butthurt right now, but it's a big weekend for him, so he needs to cheer up. We're here with Scotty, it's Shelby, it's Zach. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Zach, why are you butthurt? Tell the listeners.
Yeah, I know. Air it out.
Technical difficulties. I usually bear the brunt of the frustration with these since I'm the editor. So it can get kind of frustrating sometimes. And also, Thursday we record these. It's always a time crunch because my bitch ass has to get in bed early to go to work the next day. So
the Ravens play this weekend. How can anything besides just anxiety not be flowing through?
Oh, there's plenty of anxiety flowing through me. I'm made up of about, you know, they say humans are what, 60% water, 90% water?
Yeah.
I'm 90% anxiety.
Okay. Is that part of your stand-up?
Interesting.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, since the Ravens play the Titans this weekend, big bummer. This is the last, I said it on the technical difficulties part of the pod that we lost, that this is like the last weekend that you kind of get really excited for football because there's four games, and then you get down to two, and it's just like, shit, we really out here.
It's sad, dude.
Yeah.
Then I'm just going to pull up my betting app and be like, I guess I'll bet on this cricket match or this college basketball game I know nothing about.
Right, I guess I'll just pick a random under to root for every night because I hate points. I hate fun. So, Zach, before we lost the first part of this pod, we did Know Your Squad for your reference. We did four questions. Last time in the divisional round for the Ravens, you got right. Last six playoff games, the Ravens have lost. You incorrectly guessed all six teams. There's actually four teams. You didn't know the Ravens' first coach in franchise history. You got 8 out of 14 of the Ravens' first-round picks since 05. Now, going back to the question where we lost audio the first time, do you know who the Ravens beat?
Wait, Shelby, before Zach answers this, my mic cut off right when Zach said Mark Andrews. It was like, Mark Andrews? Like, he, like, leaves the chat room. I'm like, all right. I know that's not it. That was one of it. He had three wrong answers to give. He needed 8 out of 14 first-round picks in 05.
Yeah. Oh, Marlon Humphrey actually was
I lied to him because Marlon Humphrey was a first-round pick, but I wanted him to see how well he would do. So, I lied. He got that right.
Did he get another one right after?
No, we were gone at that
point. I had exactly 8.
Yeah. So, Zach, Ravens, last time they went to the Super Bowl, who did they beat?
To get there.
In order.
Yeah. And before we cut out, I had said we had divisional round Patriots, AFC Championship Broncos, Super Bowl Niners, so I just have to get the wild card.
What?
Zach, who's the wild card?
Zach, that's not right.
You said it's not right?
Scotty, why would you let it go?
Oh, or did I get that reversed?
Who's the wild?
If he wants to be wrong, who's the wild card?
I have that reversed. Well, I guess it's just wrong anyways, but I would say Steelers. But
it's wrong anyway.
Yeah, it was Colts.
Colts.
First round. And then Denver.
Yeah. Andrew Luck's rookie
mile
year.
Mile High Miracle.
Yeah. That was the divisional.
And then Patriots AFC Championship AFC. Game. And then 49ers. All right, so you need this one. Super Bowl 2012. They beat the 49ers. Do you remember the score? This isn't the question. Remember the score? I'm going to answer this like Zach. Well, I know it was like 28-3 when the clock stopped and all the lights went out, and then like the 49. Answer the question.
Zach's having a rough night.
34-28? 31.
Ooh, 31, I think.
34-31. So the Ravens scored four touchdowns in that game. Can you name how they scored them?
There's the Jacoby Jones kickoff return.
Question.
Kickoff return, correct.
Yep. The back of the end zone. Catch by.
So who threw it? Who caught it? That's what you got
to
give.
Yeah, Joe Flacco threw to. What was his name? He played it. I'm totally spacing on his name. Played at Miami. Played for Houston. Andre.
What?
I'm spacing on his name.
Right.
Anquan Bolden. Anquan Bolden.
Right.
Anquan Bolden.
Anquan Bolden. Correct.
Anquan Bolden.
Oh my God. No, but he. But Zach, you were saying Andre Johnson.
Yeah,
you were about to say Andre Johnson.
On board
who was never a Raven.
Yeah.
And Andre Johnson, Anquan Bolden never played at Miami.
He played for the Texans. That's why I get them confused.
Anquan Bolden never did.
For the Texans?
No.
You sure?
No.
I'm 1,000,000%.
A million?
A million.
That's pretty sure.
Yep.
Where
did he play before Baltimore?
I don't know, but answer the question. San Francisco?
Okay. He's Arizona.
Okay, yeah. There was one to Dennis Pitta, too, wasn't there?
Who
touchdown
threw
pass
it?
Joe Flacco to Dennis Pitta.
Okay, one more. And this is the only one wow, I
run by Ray Rice. This one. Right?
Incorrect.
I remember this
oh,
one.
Oh, it was
I remember
it
this
was
one.
Pierce. Right?
No.
Incorrect.
Running back? Oh, no. Okay. Buck Allen.
Can I answer it?
Scotty can answer it.
Jacoby Jones long touchdown pass.
Oh, middle of the field.
He fell down and then got up.
Middle of the field. All right, so Zach, 2 out of 6.
Whoops.
Yeah, tough.
Jesus.
But that was know your squad.
Zach, I had the over.
Zach,
what was the last
squad.
Question? Or was that the last question?
That was the last question. Okay. The viewers didn't hear the first four.
Right.
But anyway, so now we'll go to Doghouse of the Week. And that's hand up on me Monday. I didn't do a Stand of the Week or a Doghouse. Whatever one we do on Monday, I didn't do. So we'll just do that now.
You straight, homie.
Yeah. We'll just do that now. Anyone have a Stand of the Week they want to share?
Kentucky basketball.
For winning you money.
And Nikola Jokic for both winning me money in clutch spots. I tripled down on Kentucky basketball against a random game against Georgia in Georgia. And then they were down like the entire game and Georgia looked awesome. And then in the final 10 minutes or 5 minutes, maybe seven, whatever, Kentucky just outscored Georgia like 30 to 12 or something like that.
Yeah, that's
hero
that's
ball.
That's like a gambling rewards program is like, for me, it was the Steelers all year. It's like they win me money at clutch times that, like, at the end of the day, you end up betting them because they've treated you right in the past. So, like, down the road,
yep.
Like, in February, once, like, it's XFL and college basketball and NBA, you're going to look at the board one day, and it's going to be all UK for you, and you're going to double down on something big like that again.
Yep, and then it's not going to hit.
That's just how it works. Mine is that college. My stand of the week is that college acceptance video that's becoming a meme. So the group chat got blown up. The Bleacher Report betting. It's like a mom, a dad, and their daughter.
Oh
who's like
getting
accepted,
yeah.
Getting accepted into a college, but they're like clicking on a computer and obviously seeing the letter that it's obviously telling her that she got into Tulane. It looks like from her sweatshirt. But syncing that up to some mundane event on the left-hand side of the screen, pairing it with that on the right side, is just comedy. And
yeah, he's like that bookie that one tweet I sent, I think in the DMs today. So, it was like when it's payday and the girl texts the bookie, he's like, it's payday. He's like, I got you, and they like scream like excited, and then they see the Venmo is like
$3.
Dude, fucking wins a win. I don't even care.
Yeah, that's my first thought was like, good for her.
Yeah, like,
have we heard
better than
Scotty,
I did last
have
week?
Have we heard a single word from, was it Chase? Was that guy who bet on the Alabama?
Oh, chasing payments.
Yeah,
do we have
Chase
an update
payments?
On him?
No,
has he said a single
nope,
zero?
Zero tweets?
No tweets.
Oh God,
soft, huh?
Wow.
You gotta tweet your losses.
Scotty, can
you gotta,
remind
you
the listeners what happened?
Face defeat.
Can you remind the listeners what happened?
He might be dead.
He could be dead.
He might be dead. So
or she.
So last podcast, Zach, that's really good on you, actually. Yeah, or she, you're right. So last podcast,
Zach.
I in the middle of the podcast, I kind of just had to tell the viewers about a Twitter account called Chasing Payments who like was down last week, and so they're making $0 bets or whatever. I think I don't even know what their record was or his record, her record during those, but I only know the Twitter account because they have like 15,000 followers, and they helped me with on a Monday. Yeah, following no one. They helped me on 3 bets and they went 3-0. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna track this and see, maybe tail some more. Well, they weren't hot last week, and then this week he's like, well, what better way to have an entire bank account left of credit than to bet it all on tonight? And this dude, he bets on like D2 like college basketball games that
you
no one
hear
watches.
Of money's in the
so
crumbs,
he bet,
Scotty. That's
guess,
where bookmakers
no,
are sharp is when you get to those lower games. It's I don't I respect
yeah.
the hustle of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. He bet UT Arlington men's basketball, who was minus -290. He bet $10,000 to win $3,900, maybe. They lost outright.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
and we just haven't heard. He like quoted, he quoted UT Arlington's official Twitter saying like, you, like, we have your support across the nation tonight because like everyone's following my pick basically. And
yeah, I mean, they were too, I think.
Yeah. So,
and that's, and yeah, and he hasn't tweeted since, like, since he lost. So it makes you feel like he's like either just taking a break or he's literally tied up in a basement, like getting his finger
literally
chopped
any
off.
One of those could be right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Zach, you have any stands you want to share?
Nah, it's been kind of an uneventful week for me.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Thanks.
Zach was feasting on a nice looking salad though when I got here. Health conscious Zach, new year, new him.
Ooh.
I thought
he was making you something.
Today. Trust me, I did too.
I said I still would, and Shelby said no. So okay.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be that guy. I come over here, you make me food. Unless we're gonna, if one of us eats, we both eat.
I was about to make the food for you. You said no.
Zach,
okay.
Zach, did you offer Shelby just to make him food, and you weren't gonna eat it?
Right, because well, I already have DoorDash.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
That's why I said no, because I was like, well, I don't.
Like, I don't go to a friend's house so they can feed me, they, like, and make me a whole ass, like, was, you know it, what I mean? Like, I
takes like 5 minutes.
Me and the boys eat together.
Like, we would have eaten together, just would have been
the boys are supposed to eat
types
together.
Of food.
Yeah, but it just would have been weird. Like, I would have had to like make your
well,
food sit there.
Well, that's your insecurity, not mine.
I yep. get that, but it's just the principle of it. Any hoozles, doghouse of the week. Scotty, you want to go first?
Sure. How about the Giants for hiring the nobody?
Well, we're
and
gonna
also
get to
they're
that.
Racist.
That's what?
Oh, what?
They're racist.
Why is he a racist?
Because they didn't. No, he's not racist. The Giants are racist because they apparently the word is that they might have not applied or the Rooney Rule
like same,
or abided by the Rooney Rule.
Same with the Cowboys. Well, they got Marvin Lewis, so never mind. But yeah,
they interviewed
yeah,
Marvin
exactly.
Lewis.
Cowboys did. He knew this.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. right.
Yeah, we'll get to the coaching hires.
And also,
yeah,
there are nobody. And also, I think my other doghouse of the week, if you want to get to that, save that one for later, is Tom Brady for that Instagram post. Almost like implying, I don't know, he might be playing a game with the Patriots to get him back on a you know another year deal, which then he would be a stan for you know playing his cards right. But he's doghouse because, like, dude, I don't want to see Tom Brady in another uniform, and I'm just kind of sick of, like oh, will he, won't he? Like, oh, he's old, just retire or, like, say, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it's just kind of, I'm kind of over
Scotty,
it at
what's
this
your
point.
Preference
I don't really want to
does.
See. Just retire, I guess. I mean, he didn't really look good this year. I mean, I don't really want to see Tom Brady in a Chargers uniform just because, I mean, I don't think he'd do anything.
I don't know why
Chargers
that's everyone's
uniform,
hot
so.
Tip that it's going to be the Chargers.
Right, I don't either, but that's the what I see on Twitter.
Okay, yeah, I feel the same way. Off the beaten path, it's not football related, but doghouse of the week: people with only one fridge. Because so Kim Kardashian got.
I feel attacked. Dude.
I trust me, I do too. Kim Kardashian got roasted because she like showed her fridge in the kitchen and it was full of just drinks, and. So then she was like, had to like flaunt how rich she is. So she like basically had an Instagram story saying like, trust me, I don't have just a fridge full of drinks when I have four kids to feed. Which I didn't know she had four kids. She had an in-depth tour on Instagram of her plastic-free pantry, her Froyo machine, and her main fridge, which was just stocked with stuff. So it's like, this.
Oh, I thought Kanye was in debt though.
Oh. I don't know. That's a whole nother.
No,
she isn't.
Like, I mean, that was a rumor, yeah, but, like, obviously they're doing just fine.
Yeah, so it's, like, makes you feel, like, if you don't have, like, make you feel pretty insignificant when, like, her fridge, like, her food holdings, like, would take up my entire bedroom, probably.
Yeah, dude, it's like, damn, like, how can I make more money? Like, I'm about to like, sign up for inbox dollars to take surveys just so I can get, like, a freaking Jimmy
Should
John's
make an
sandwich.
OnlyFans page.
You, Scotty, sign
the
up.
Perfect time to bring up our sponsor.
Scotty, sign up like those Instagram models are doing where if you donate to the Australia wildfires, you'll send them a nude.
Oh?
Yeah. It's like quick way to get in debt, trust me. But yeah.
I need to get Peyton, my dog, to become a celebrity.
Yeah, you need to get
her an Instagram
stuff.
Page.
Yeah, I think that could blow up.
She does
up
have one.
Where that she's our sponsor. But yeah.
At a Golden Peyton follower.
At Peyton is gold.
No, a Golden Peyton.
Okay. So that was on Twitter with Kim Kardashian. Another Twitter trend I saw was like pro tips people were sharing. And just like I had to explain what a pro tip was.
It's like a life hack.
Yeah, pretty much. So, Zach, if you don't mind, do you have any pro tips?
Yeah, Zach didn't know what a pro tip was.
That was weird.
I didn't even contribute to that conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Do I have a pro tip? Yeah, I brush my teeth in the shower in the morning, but that's kind of common. It's kind of not a mind-blowing one.
It saves time.
How? Yeah. What do you do with a toothbrush? Oh, you just leave your toothbrush in the shower?
No, I can reach my sink from my shower.
This is riveting
stuff. Yeah.
Well, you asked.
Yeah. I can't do that.
The most boring guy in the podcast gave the most boring answer. Yeah, you always go shit to shower.
That's how about a definite shitting? One. You reverse that, you're setting yourself up for a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like sometimes you get in the shower and then you realize you have to shit. You're like, fuck.
That's like this like, day what are you gonna can't do? Get worse.
Like, yeah, that's like the worst feeling ever.
I wrote down, take pictures of an apartment the day you move in and the day you move out.
Yeah.
Do what?
Take pictures of your apartment the day you move in and the day you move out.
Oh, good. Get that security deposit back.
Yeah. If growing up in the countryside of Southwest Ohio is if you see a deer in the road, like even if it's off the road.
You slow down.
And you're not going to hit it. You slow all the way down because there's usually like 19 of them behind it.
Like,
oh. Fucking Rudolph.
Speaking of living out in the boonies having like a long driveway, what I used to do is when I have to bring the trash can up, I would grab it and hold it on the outside of my car window and just pull it alongside my car as I bring it up the driveway.
I couldn't do that. I had a stick shift.
Oof.
So hand up on me. Had to make two trips.
Here's one I don't ever remember to do is always bring a spare deodorant.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with having a spare deodorant on you.
Yeah.
Or cologne.
That and a pair of shorts. Or nowhere one is.
Yeah, I've always tried to, like, I've always told myself, like, I'll just keep an extra outfit in my trunk, and it never works out, because then I end up wearing it, and then I end up wearing it home.
Yeah.
And then I wrote down, when you apply for a job, write down what that job said your duties would be.
Mm-hmm.
So when you update your resume later, you're not, like, wondering, like, what did I do with this job?
Here's one for our president. Oh, like, wait 5 minutes before tweeting.
Yeah.
And so just so send you, like,
to draft.
I feel like I get a good tweet idea. Yeah, like, I feel like I get a good tweet idea, and then, like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, was that really worth tweeting? Like, isn't that, like, funny?
But, Scotty, at the same time, I'll give you credit, because you've had some tweets that are, like, I find hilarious, and I just see, like, no favorites or retweets on it. And I feel bad.
I know, right?
I think you have some fire.
It's okay.
Are you sure?
I think my followers are just not... I think my followers are just like, I don't know, like, are not quality.
Uh-huh.
They don't share love.
Yeah. I would say if we're into the betting game, which we are, is like, I wish I tracked like what my winnings and losses were completely. Like, I wish I had an exact
number. That would just depress me.
Well... I wish I
oh god yeah me too I'm actually glad I don't.
Well, I wish I had that so I know exactly what, like, so say you were down $500. This is the thing I had. It's like, Scotty, settle a bet I had with myself. If like you're down 500 for your entire betting career, let's just say that, and it's like there's five games, like, and I tell you, like, the next five games you're gonna bet on just one side, one spread, one total. How many of those five are you going to get right?
Two.
Okay. So, I feel that. I feel like if I had a set number of what I was down, if I was down, then I could be talked into getting the nerve to just keep doubling down until I win to be at zero. It's called the Martindale method in roulette.
I know. You presented that method to me when you were big on the online roulette.
When I was big on the online roulette. Come on. When we both were. I'd come home at like 11 o'clock at night. Scotty's planted right in front of the TV watching like Breaking Bad. And then his like laptop's up and he's like doubling down.
I'm down 200.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm about to bet 400 to break even.
Yeah. Oh no.
It was weird.
It'll be like I never played.
Yeah. And I had like a little notebook. because like on the roulette site you could bet like you could bet $2.50 per roulette spin, and I had a little like tiny notebook wallet size that I would just like track it, like how much, and I was actually winning money, and then it for like 8 straight days I was like, I'm up $39, and then like the ninth day I'm like, I'm down $42. But it's like it's complete.
Isn't that the funniest thing? Like, that's the best thing about betting, especially even in like roulette. It's like you end up just betting to like act like I'm just betting so I can like walk away from this, like I never fucking walked in.
Exactly.
Like you're just betting to like hopefully just walk away as if nothing happened.
But I'll tell you, like, two of the underrated like thrills in betting is betting a basketball game of which team will score 10 points first. That's thrilling. And the other thrill is doing the Martindale method on roulette when, like, so I would be down, like, I'd bet 250. And then if you lose, okay, I got to bet another 250. You lose, okay, now I got to bet $5. You lose, now I got to bet $10. You lose. When it gets up to, like, 20 and then 40, it's, like, it's a thrill. Yeah. And then when you hit one to get back even, you're like, oh, my God, I'm so back.
You're just
I'm
betting
so back.
For perspective.
Yeah, I'm so back. Okay, ripping your rankings. We were going to do this Monday. Zach wisely told us to postpone it to tonight. So holiday season's over. We finally know what day it is when we wake up in the morning. Did you guys get that too? It was like maybe January 2nd. You're like, it's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Is it Tuesday? And it wasn't. It was Thursday, I think. I don't know. I still don't know.
Right.
Did you guys get that too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you wake up, you have no idea. But Zach's going to give us his top five worst things about the holiday season. Are you ready, Zach? You get a lot of thought into this?
Good amount. Decent amount.
Okay.
The normal amount that I normally do, which should be more, but is not, but you know.
Okay. Start with five.
All right. It's going to be Black Friday shopping. Like, okay. I haven't gone Black Friday shopping since probably high school.
Okay.
And it's like, you go there and it's like, this is what everyone's like all geeking out about.
Remember, Scotty, we're saving our comments till the end.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's going to be a lot.
Okay. Number four.
Anything cranberry. I hate cranberry. I hate everything cranberry.
Okay.
Unless I have a UTI, I like cranberry sauce, cranberry cocktails, cranberry pie, rhubarb, whatever. Not a fan.
Cranberry. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next one's going to be a packed house for like if your family is coming to stay with you for the holidays, or you're at a party, it's just like crammed. You have to like, you've need at least three niece and nephews in the chin on accident just because there's no room to walk around.
Okay.
Next is going to be like your significant other's family events. Like, how interested are you in going to those?
Awful.
Like I love you, but the rest of your family, like, I didn't sign up for this. and then number one is that's going to be for me is Christmas music after December 25th. Like, if I hear Jingle Bell Rock on December 26th, I'm going to rip the speakers out of whatever it's coming out of.
What a random one to choose out of all Christmas
music. I hate it so much. It's personal for me. Like, I hate it more so than probably the normal person does. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, you said it's personal, so I need to know, like, the...
Yeah, like, personally, like, I know other people may not feel as strongly as I do.
All right, so I'll dive in. First of all, the Christmas music thing, I don't really care for Christmas music in general. I think it's...
Love Christmas music.
I mean, there's a few. I love Blue Christmas. Merry Christmas from the Family's good. But like other
Jingle
ones...
Jingle All the Way? Baby, It's Cold Outside?
Baby, It's Cold Outside's good. Like I said, there's some that I really like. But I mean, just in general, if it's like December 22nd and like every third song on the radio is a Christmas song, I could give or take that. I don't hate it completely. It wouldn't be number one on my list. But I mean... It's like a give or take for me. Black Friday shopping, I feel like, isn't even a thing anymore almost. Because
I hate
it's like
it. Yeah.
It's like
I mean it's just not in our worlds, but it definitely is.
Right. But it starts like Thanksgiving at like 5 o'clock. And like it's like people like we get done eating because you eat dinner on Thanksgiving at like 1. It's like you're rooting for a Bears Lions under and David Blau's just killing you. But and then like a random family member After your drunk uncle like says there's a chemical in the turkey that makes you tired, there's another aunt that says like, oh, you know they're starting Black Friday at like 6 o'clock tonight, and then the other person's like, I feel so bad for those retail workers, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I feel like everyone just Cyber Mondays now. And I've never even Cyber Mondayed, but I just feel like everyone does. That was like my top 10 thing of holidays this year, was that my girlfriend wanted to go Black Friday shopping, and then at the last minute was like, nah, I don't feel like it. That was like crack.
Sigh of relief. One time the last time I went Black Friday shopping, I went to Target thinking I could get a deal and bought a video game at full price just so I didn't walk out with nothing. Didn't even take advantage of anything.
Yeah, I can't remember. Like, I used to go Black Friday shopping like once or twice when I was like early high school, and like,
yeah,
never having a single thought in my mind of like what I'm gonna get, just like, just know how freezing cold I was. Yeah. Cranberries, I like cranberry everything. Big UTI guy. So
I'm not a cranberry fan.
I like cranberry cocktails, cranberry sauce, the Cranberries, the musical group.
Yes,
good song. You're good group. So yeah. And then I
good list, Zach.
I disagree with the other ones because significant other family events, that's a good one. But like packed house.
I like my significant other family.
Yeah, I mean, it's hit or miss.
I love hanging out with them.
But like, I know like Christmas Eve, like I had to be like, my mom takes Christmas Eve like that's her Super Bowl because it's at our house.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I had to go like 45 minutes away to my girlfriend's and then swing by my parents, and I missed about 60% of my parents one and had my mom mad at
me. Yeah. See, I avoid that hurdle because I have divorced parents who live in different states, so I can just like I don't have to like, you know, go from place to place. Deep.
Yeah,
yeah,
so, yeah. You know,
that's different for others.
I had the good play this year where I made it sound like a compromise where I was like, okay, we'll do all your family stuff on Thanksgiving. We'll just do like everything that your family has. We'll go to all of it. We won't go to any of mine because I don't care about being my family on Thanksgiving. And then I was like, but Christmas,
yeah, fuck them.
But Christmas is when all of them are there. When I see way more of them, it's way more fun. I like, we're doing all my family for that stuff. She's like, okay. I'm like, later.
Idiot.
Played.
But like, see, like, I love when out of town relatives come stay at my parents' house. Because like, I know like my mom's going to make a huge spread in the morning.
Yeah, I hate having to sleep on like the pullout.
Oh, I don't
trundle
care.
Or
I can sleep anywhere. Yeah, so I actually got to be in bed for 11 hours, so I can snore.
Shelby can sleep anywhere besides a leather couch that I had in my old apartment. Like for
Scotty
whatever.
Leather
couches
are the worst.
Thank you, Zach.
Just you start sweating and then you stick to it.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? It's coming from the guy that Shelby just said I could sleep on anything. Give me rocks, I could sleep on it.
Just and not like, a, that
like,
leather.
But
couch.
Leather couches.
No, that's I think it's like just your leather couch that you had. It didn't help that most of the time I slept on I was like hungover, or like I was in the process of becoming hungover.
Yeah,
so I was But
that's a big reasoning.
Yeah, but like packed house.
Yeah, we go hard. We party.
My mom's gonna make a big spread, and then like it's never a dull moment because like everyone's talking or like gossiping about something. We're planning a vacation, and there's funny moments all over the place, and there's a lot of food all the time. But I would say you missed out on this is like the weight you gain over the holidays. Because, like, December, I was on vacation from the 23rd or 22nd until January 4th. And I just sat around, did nothing, like, no motivation to go to the gym. Just sat there, ate lefties, leftovers, and watched my double chin grow. So, that's mine.
Anything else there, Scott?
No. And don't call me Scotty. Or Scott.
I don't call
you
Scotty.
Call me Scummy.
Scummy?
Scummy.
Scummy.
Right.
Scummy.
That was good, Zach. All right. Now, obviously, the big news in the NFL, it was like Black Monday was after last Sunday, but it's like all the coaching spots are all filled except for Cleveland. Scotty, who do you think the best hire was of the NFL coaches?
Just because his press conference. No, it's definitely Mike McCarthy, but I heard Matt Rhule's press conference, the dude from Baylor who took the job with Carolina, was really good.
Yeah, and the way that Baylor kind of finessed that situation, and he helped Baylor like make out because he knew he was probably going to end up going somewhere, and so with the contract extension, they got that done in time for them to like be like, we're going to get money from whichever team wants you with this buyout, They got that done.
Panthers had to pay $6 million.
I don't know where Baylor's located in Texas.
Waco.
Yeah, me neither. But the bridge in Waco was like lit up in blue for Carolina.
Yeah.
So like there was like no hard feelings. It was like perfect breakup.
It's like, can you guys now that you got all this money, can you lower my sister's tuition a little bit?
Yeah.
LOL. Your sister goes to Baylor.
Yeah. Good. Nice humble brag there, Zach. Oh yeah, my sister goes to Baylor. BC Dubs. Yeah, I think with these the coaches.
No, I just want our listeners to know.
Judge for the Giants and Rule for the Panthers. It's like they told them exactly what they wanted to hear to get that job. Because like in no way do I think the Giants are going to practice full go tackling drills. But like with Dave Gettleman, he's old school. They're like, yeah, I'm going to seem tough for Dave Gettleman. With Matt Rule, it was all about like I can rebuild. I rebuilt Temple. I rebuilt Baylor. I can rebuild this. And then with McCarthy, it was, I'm experienced. I know how to win in this league. I love analytics. I can work well with quarterbacks. So
that's boring.
Jerry Jones has a dope guest room.
You just to me, you got to go with the best hire with a dude who has a ring. Like literally.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
But
I think Rivera.
Does Cam Newton stay in Carolina now?
Yeah, I don't know if Cam stay. Like that's. Is he's not making that much money for a guy who was an MVP 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
I'd like to see him in Indianapolis.
That'd be cool. What the Colts are going to do with their quarterback situation is so interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
I think they'll give another year to Jacoby Brissett.
Think so?
If he doesn't take him to the playoffs. Because, I mean, it was kind of like Jacoby Brissett found out he's going to be the starter for the year 2 weeks before the season. So he didn't really have a full offseason in training camp.
But it's like he still had a full training camp. He was with the Colts the whole time. You know,
he
got reps with the number ones. He got, you know.
They had a lot of injuries. They had a lot of injuries
Luck
this year.
Luck didn't practice. You know, Luck wasn't practicing. So, like, he was kind of the de facto.
To me, it has to do with.
It just seems like it was just yesterday when he announced his retirement. My stomach full of hot dogs. And we were just getting started. Andrew Luck still in the NFL. We sit down and record that first episode, and Andrew Luck announces retirement from the NFL. What?
We weren't recording. I was in Pittsburgh when it happened.
Yeah,
I
thought it happened during the baseball game.
It was a Saturday night.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a Saturday night.
I went out to the bars, and it was like on every single TV.
Yeah. But I think the Redskins had the best hire, in my opinion. I like Rivera and Jack Del Rio. But
Riverboat Ron and Black Jack Del Rio.
Yeah.
But, I don't mind the Giants hire as much as, like, everyone's roasting them for, like, drafting Daniel Jones. He looked pretty good this year, besides some turnovers.
Oh, whatever.
What?
You don't, like, what do you know about Joe Judge? Like I don't mind the Giants hire.
Well, I don't mind the Giants hire.
Coach I never heard of.
They should have hired Bieniemy. I just don't know why they didn't hire Bieniemy.
I mean, I think special teams coordinators are, like, underrated when it comes to head coaches where, you know, they don't. You know, they're going to hire coordinators that call the plays for them, so it doesn't matter they were special teams coordinator. They didn't call plays, and they had to manage from both sides of the ball. I mean, because obviously, at any point in the game, your special teams can go on the field. It's like John Harbaugh special
then
team.
Then how does Dave Toome not have a job then from KC? Because he was interviewing like 2 years ago with every team. The special teams coordinator at KC, and like now
I don't know how his interviews went. I wasn't in the room. But like I said, that's with Judge.
Yeah,
with Judge, I think he said
like,
exactly what Gettleman wanted to hear. It's like, I'm a tough guy. I was in Belichick's. You know, I'm as bad as the tracker it is for Belichick disciples. Yeah, like, what was one of the first questions they asked him in the presser? Like, what'd you learn from Belichick? Like, one of the first questions. And so it's like I don't know. It's like if he's not gonna be taking over play calling duties, and I think if Eric Bieniemy, I don't know if they're because he should have got a job. I kind of wanted him for the Bengals last year, former Bengals running back. But maybe they say he didn't call plays in Kansas City.
Yeah,
is that the problem?
Who do you think goes to the Browns? You think Bieniemy has a chance to go to the Browns?
No, I think it's McDaniels.
You think
he's from Massillon?
Okay.
I'm guessing he grew up a big Browns fan.
And he's gonna
apparently that's
actually,
his dream job, and he's actually gonna stay there.
That's his dream job.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know how like the Browns have to with their new since what's his face is gone Dorsey.
Yeah.
They have to like just if it's
which
McDaniels,
is an
if
incredible
it's,
dumbass.
Yeah. If it's McDaniels, move. It has to be like, hey, you get 5 years, like no matter what, unless it's like Hugh Jackson bad.
Yeah.
You think like McDaniels, if the first time the Browns are like, any questions for us? He's like, yeah, is there any security in this? Like, wouldn't you ask that?
Yeah.
If knowing the Browns track record?
Yeah. I would want
Hugh Jackson got a third year and Freddie Kitchens went 6-10, didn't right. get a second.
Right.
I mean, expectations were different, obviously.
Yeah, but. And they have a different GM at the time. How long was Dorsey with them?
Not long.
Yeah, he wasn't there because when they hired Hugh Jackson.
That's what I thought with the Browns. I thought was a good hire with Dorsey because yeah. I mean, he had an ego, which was his downfall.
Right, but he made them a preseason contender.
Right, and he like everyone was like, oh, he drafted Mahomes, right, Scotty? He was with the Chiefs when they drafted Mahomes.
No, I don't think he was.
He was a draft guru.
I'm 99% sure he was with.
He did a really good job angling the for how many bad drafts the Browns had all those years in a row. Then he came in and he had like really good. He like made their defense actually good.
Yeah, and like, but obviously his downfall was OBJ, probably not the best trade because they traded away their best offensive lineman and Baker Mayfield wasn't protected. Yeah,
Dorsey was with the Chiefs until 2016. And Mahomes was drafted in 2017.
Okay. But he was with the Chiefs until 2017.
Yeah.
Cause
well, the draft. Chiefs, it's not like the Chiefs were like great, like it's not that like the Chiefs were terrible at drafting. I mean, they got Tyreek Hill.
Right. But I'm saying
from John Dorsey and like Alex Smith.
He was in the building when the Chiefs drafted. He was working for the Chiefs when they drafted Mahomes in 17.
I don't think so.
Because he didn't leave the Chiefs until June 2017.
Oh, then Wikipedia has him at from 2013 to 16.
Yeah, as that's, general manager but if you scroll down,
as the GM,
it says, yeah, they walked away in June. But that's like, I think he got credit for that with not really, should have got, not warranted, I think. But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to shake out. McDaniels, it's like everyone remembers Tebow. And, you know, the way he acted in Denver, his antics, you know, the fist pumping of Belichick after he beat Belichick.
Well, he cheated.
Yeah.
In London, that's why the Broncos haven't been able to go back to London, and they probably will this year, because he cheated and filmed the 49ers practice or something.
Okay. Yeah. And I know McDaniels had a big, like, I think it was either a big article or like a video segment of how, like, the lessons he learned in Denver. And, like, the ways he's changed. And it's like, well, what else would you expect him to say? It's like, I'm still going to be like...
Yeah.
I know when NFL Network did their, like, top 10 regular season collapses, the Broncos were on there in 09. Well, they start 6-0.
Oh, God.
6-0, yeah, and they ended 8-8.
Yeah. And it's like, every mic'd up segment they had of McDaniels was just him screaming at Kyle Orton. And, like, just like... He's like a temper tantrum kid, and apparently he's learned his lesson now. But like I said, like what do you expect him to say when he's asked about that? So
yeah, maybe he'll just like make Baker Mayfield like want to request a trade like he did Jay Cutler, and then Baker Mayfield will just become Jay Cutler.
If he's as funny as Jay Cutler is on TV, that might not be the worst thing.
He won't even be close.
You don't think Baker can be funny?
Not even close. No, I think he's just like. He's too cocky. Like he's like cringy cocky.
And he's like,
but, did you see that video that the last game of the season had. Where the guy was like yelling at him and he was like, why don't you come down here and say that to my face? And the guy's like, you know we can't do that.
He's like, we can't come down there. You know that.
You can come up here.
Classic standoff.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Why don't you come down here and say that where there's three security guards? Bet you won't.
Yeah. They're like, you know that, Baker. Yeah. We can't come down here.
Oh, Baker, you silly duck.
I think that everyone just messes with him so hard because, like, he takes things so personally, and he's, like, so offended, and that's kind of what makes him, like, even more cringy because he, like, I don't know. He tries to justify himself so much.
It'd be like after a Browns win, and then, like, there'd be like Baker's trending for something he said in his post game. It's like, you just won. Like, just like take a week off.
Yeah.
Right. Like his biggest win this year was the video coming out that he actually shook Richard Sherman's hand. That was his biggest win.
Yeah.
Like,
or the fact that like he still has money in his account from like the commercials. At least.
Hulu paid him some loot.
Yeah.
Zach, you want
to, and Progressive.
Yeah. Zach, you want to give your lock of the week before we do Boardwalk?
Let's do it, man. Let's freaking do it. Let me refresh my mind on the spreads here real quick.
What do you got? What's Zach's record for the season?
6-10 season. Not good.
He was the Browns. He had a lot of expectations. He faded the Browns early.
I don't think I had a lot. Yeah.
What week did we miss? The last week 17?
Like Christmas when we weren't recording. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
We definitely missed week 17.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to go. Here's my lock. You ready? Here it is. I'm going to go the Houston Texans plus 10. They're covering.
I don't think plus 10 now. Okay.
Different according to ESPN, they're plus 10. What do you have them at? Yeah, what do you have?
You can't trust ESPN.
Okay, what do you have them at?
9.
Okay, yeah. I'll take a plus 9.
All right, we'll take a plus 9. All right.
Wow.
Now we'll go into Boardwalk. Nathan not here because he's misses 75% of shows.
Yep.
But, yeah, but he's actually winning the whole damn thing. 44-39-2. I'm 2 games behind him. 1 game over 500. 42-41-2. Scotty, 36-46-3. Last week, Scotty and I were both 2-3-1. Nathan went 4-1-1. Now we'll start. Scotty, I want to hear these handicaps. It's been a while.
Should I, do I even have a shot?
Yeah. I mean, how easy is it in gambling to just go 0-5, 1-5, 1-6? I mean,
yeah,
and like, yeah, and you catch fire 1 week. Like, say you went 5-1 this week. Nathan and I each got 1 win. You're right back in it going into the championship round, and we're doing this all the way to the Super Bowl. I expect this at the Super Bowl. We're gonna have 1 game. Obviously, we're each gonna pick a side. We're each gonna pick an over or under, and then we're each gonna give 4 prop bets for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
this is far from over,
okay.
Scotty. That's why I want you energized this. I want you to give me a good reason why to pick these teams and give the listeners some new perspective. So the first game.
Yep.
Vikings. Darlings of last week going to the Dome and winning an OT. Don't know if that was pass interference or not. They are 7-point dogs on the road against the number one seeded 49ers. Scotty, go. You are live.
Give me San Francisco -7. I think that this has the potential to be a blowout. I think the Vikings are, they just had like a great win, overtime win. It was a gutty win. I think the Saints are bigger chokers than the Niners are, though. I think like right now, I think with Kyle Shanahan facing off against, it's kind of the same offenses. It's like protege going against the originator, like Kyle Shanahan going against Gary Kubiak and his system that he's kind of helped form, kind of the Shanahan, protege kind of game. I don't know, like I think San Francisco being at home, having the bye, gives them a better shot to win, and I think it has the potential to be a blowout.
Ooh, I like that, and I agree with you. I'm taking 49ers. I'm laying the 7. Zach, Scotty, you want to listen to this? So here's an article from Tariq El Bashir of NBC Sports. This was posted on Christmas Day 2015, and gear up because I'm quoting him here. It's talking about Kirk Cousins' daily schedule. It's a spreadsheet broken down into 15-minute increments from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. It's also color-coded, a feature Cousins seems particularly proud about. The first few weeks you had to get used to that, but now in week 16, so take your mind back to Christmas 2015, they're in week 16, but now in week 16, 14 games in, you have it down to a science, and you have a routine where you can just turn your brain off and just go because you know the routine and the schedule. What's it tell you about Kirk Cousins, a man of his schedule? You know, he lives and dies by that color-coded planner that's broken down into 15-minute segments that he does 365 days a year. So why does that matter? Because it's far been established how Cousins does in prime time, the later slot games compared to 1 o'clock's. 35-20 straight up quarterback, 1 p.m. games. 11-25, 4 p.m. or later. What time was the game last Sunday? 1 p.m. in New Orleans. Time is it this Sunday? It's not even on Sunday. Flip that double whammy, really, because it's not even a Sunday. It's a Saturday, so you move that planner up a whole day, and it's a 4:30 start in San Francisco. So double whammy, both go against last week, both go against those trends. That's why I like San Francisco. Cousins 2-7-1 against the spread, games played on grass.
Wow.
Adam Thielen went off last week, big catch, big play, Cousins hit, questionable. Mike Zimmer, 5-12-2 against the spread on grass since 2016. Lastly, San Francisco defense, last 9 games, giving up 26 points per game. Before that, first eight games, they were everyone's darling. Robert Sala is getting head coaching interviews because of it. But now Dee Ford, no offsides of the Chiefs last year in the AFC Championship game. Quan Alexander, linebacker, he hurt his pec around the same time J.J. Watt did. Watt came back for the wild card. Alexander's coming back for this game. Dee Ford's also going to be back. Both expected to play. San Francisco, -7. Give me it. 49ers rolling.
Wow, Shelby, yeah. you just, I might put everything I have on the Niners. -7 now.
I'm just saying.
I think what I take from this is that the key to success is not having a schedule.
Just don't obsess over 15-minute intervals.
Or at least don't color-code things, turd.
He's like color-coding.
Yeah, live your life freely.
Like elsewhere in the article, it's like, okay, this is time for breakfast. This time I'm in the cold tub. This is spend time with the wife time. It's like, so this guy.
Yeah, like what if you like go over, like having a good time? Like he's like, no schedule.
He's like he's watching like the news or something, or like, you know, his favorite show's on in the morning while he's eating cereal, and his like buzzer rings. Like, oh no, it's been 15 minutes. I gotta like shower right now. Like that's.
Bro, yeah, Kirk Cousins is a weird guy.
Yeah.
He's like Kirk Cousins is a robot. The streets are saying he's a robot. Cause like, and then he'll just like have, like, I think he'll have like a mechanical tweak here and there where he'll just be like, you like that, you know? Yeah. And so I think that other than that, Kirk Cousins is just a robot. And by the way, Shelby,
he's like a cross between Kawhi Leonard and Derek Carr.
It's pretty good.
That's
the robotness of Kawhi Leonard and the corniness of Derek Carr.
Shelby, I meant to ask you this. Did you watch the entire Saints game, Saints Vikings?
Yeah, start to finish.
Did you see like the interview with Kyle Rudolph at the end? Where they like asked him if the play was designed to go to him,
like,
and he
just
wouldn't answer
it. Yeah, he didn't answer it. I was watching the same thing
weird.
Too. Yeah,
I was like, what? Because they were
like, what?
Was that last play? Was it designed to go to you? And he was just like, you know, I'm just happy that the team won. It's like that's such a weird thing to say, like yes or no.
I think
like,
he was so intrigued because they ended up asking him again, and he kind of answered it, but like not really.
Well, I would think if you want to call that play again. Like in the future in the play, like as the 49ers, or if they, you know, make it to the NFC champion, whoever they play,
I guess.
Like, you don't want to give that away.
Well, Kirk was like, well, they asked Kirk Cousins in the interview after, and he was just like, you know, glory to God, whatever. And then he was like,
he's like, wait a minute, this interview should be over 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's a real Derek Carr move.
Yeah. And then, well, Rudolph didn't answer this. And Kirk was like, yeah, well, I mean, they were in cover zero. So in the interview, were just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But like,
whatever that means to like the casual fan.
That's not a rare play though. It was like he was clearly one-on-one and he had a height advantage, so it was like I hate the goal line fade
that
calls,
dude, like,
but
that dude could have been bullied.
Yeah,
Kyle Rudolph could have been bullied and still caught that because of how shrimpage the corner yeah. was compared to him.
He didn't have to push off.
You think it was pass interference?
I do, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't at least look at it.
I think it was too, and I was surprised too. And doesn't that suck, is like it takes away from the calls, like the, like, think of a like a big NFL play that like a walk-off touchdown, to like think of like the Music City Miracle, mm-hmm. like Dyson down the sidelines, there are no flags on the
yeah.
field,
yeah,
or like Wilson to Curse to win the NFC title in 14. It's like, but now it's like Joe Buck is like, I know a lot of people hate him, I like him, but it's like touchdown Kyle Rudolph. And everyone's like, it's over, but it might not be over. And then like you just see players on the field and he's yeah. just like, oh, okay, yeah, it is over. Congrats. Like, that's...
There's no heart yeah, to it. That's what's great about... That's like, you could turn the TV... You could like, turn the sound off on the TV and turn, like, if you could sync up the radio broadcast.
Yeah, it's tough to do.
Yeah.
But it can be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Nathan, and this is just a you know, a little teaser for the rest of this, is he's going to probably fade most of my picks. He's taking Minnesota plus the touchdown. And there's stats that back him up on that too. A couple good ones I heard, but we'll
too
go to
bad
next
he's
game.
Not here to handicap it.
Exactly. But Scotty, you're about to handicap our next game. That means the most to our friend Zach. It's Tennessee +9 and the hook at Baltimore -9.5 over under 47.5. Scotty,
yeah, I
go
said
ahead.
I kind of said it to you earlier. 47.5. I'm taking the under.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Titans coming off a big run game, they're going to try to be like look into that this week. And I think, you know, obviously the Ravens are built on a run game. I know like that because they ran last week that, you know, they might have to switch up the game plan a little bit. But I just think that Derrick Henry, the rushing leader, I think it's going to be a lot of yards. It's going to be a fast game. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of points. I just think that, you know, the game's not going to last as long because both teams are going to be running. It's going to be in the rain, although the forecast is it's starting to near towards the end of the game for rain, but it's supposed to be, you know, not really very cold. But I think the precipitation possibilities take that under. So I'm gonna go with the under.
Yeah, I like the under. That was one of the only overs I liked, only because if it's rain, you know, that affects the passing game, which is not the forte of both of these offenses. And both defenses are maybe subpar against the run. Ravens obviously good against the pass. But like looking at this game, the Ravens, since they got Marcus Peters and Jimmy Smith both back in the lineup, 9-0 straight up, 8-1 against the spread, and their average against the spread margin. So they're beating the spread by 15 points. So they're 10-point favorites. They're winning by 25. That's how good they've been against the spread with both those. So that defense is really clicking right now. And you look at Derrick Henry, obviously a great game. Didn't play against New Orleans in Week 16. They were resting him to play Week 17 in a game that they probably should have rested him for that also, because the Texans rested players. The Titans won outright easily by 21, I think, against A.J. McCarron. So just in the last 2 weeks, he's gone 32 carries against Houston, 34 at New England. Four-year career, only one time he's had 30-plus carries, and he's gone back-to-back with 30-plus carries. So when he had over 30 carries last year, it was against the Giants. He had 30 carries. The next week, he went for 84 yards on 22 carries against Washington. So maybe that workload slows him down a little bit. Even back at Bama, the only time he ever had back-to-back 30-carry games, his next game after that, 20 carries for 75 yards. So maybe a monster workload back-to-back games. You got to think he might not be as effective. His rushing total is at 93.5 rushing yards. So only running back to have over that against the Ravens during this winning streak that they're on. Joe Mixon, he needed 30 carries. And Raheem Mostert, who had one long run, really. So I think if you're looking at a prop, if you're trusting the Ravens defense, you go under that 93 yards. But I'm going to go with Baltimore. I'm going to lay a big number, partially because my brain is saying the games during wildcard weekend were so good that the divisional round's going to suck. The teams rust versus rest with these 1 and 2 seeds, but usually they're the ones that prevail. So I'm going to take the Ravens minus the 9.5. Also had another prop, Scotty, that I'm going to play if you want to listen. And it's...
I do, of course.
It's from the previous game I failed to mention. Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm going to take under 23 completions. 10 out of the 16 games, he didn't complete 23 passes. So 6 times this season, he had over 23 completions. One of them went to overtime. One of them, they were rallying from behind late in the game. And five of those six times where he had over those 23 completions, the game had a total of 50 or more points, which isn't going to happen this week when they play Minnesota. 5 games, he didn't attempt 22 unless Garoppolo's playing from behind, like I said, or 23. So I'm playing under Garoppolo with 23 completions. That's not on Boardwalk. That's just an extra one I'm playing. And then we'll go with Nathan. He's going with Tennessee plus the 9.5 on the road against Baltimore. Next game, and it's a big one, as they all are. Houston, a 9-point dog. Zach's lock of the week of the century at Kansas City. The over-under is set at 51 points. I got a great handicap for this game. Scotty, I want to hear yours.
I don't have a good one. But, dude, this one's like one of the tough ones. Because, you know, at first I'm like, 51's a large number. Just because it's daunting. You see the 50s, you forget like who's playing almost. When really it's just 4 points more than the Ravens-Titans game.
It's another touchdown,
Yeah, so I think that I'm going to go with KC minus 9. I think that Andy Reid off a bye kills it. Obviously, you know the record of Andy Reid off a bye. Like, especially, well, he's only gotten like 5 losses total in his whole coaching career. Is that right?
Correct. Off a bye.
something like that. So, and I think that people were like, oh, like, you know, Andy Reid in the playoffs, but I think he'll reserve that chokage until the AFC Championship, if they, like, when they make it. So I think that -9.5 against, you know, I don't trust Bill O'Brien, especially in Kansas City with that whole stadium rocking. The Texans aren't the Steelers who knocked the Chiefs out a couple years ago. I think the Chiefs with the bye is really going to help them. I don't think Patrick Mahomes will struggle with any rust because, I mean, you look in the season when Patrick Mahomes was out for three games, he comes right back and just, you know, put up numbers in his first game back and acted like he never, you know, missed a step. So I think I like KC off a bye here, -9.
Okay. Yeah, Andy Reid, 19-9 against the spread after a bye.
There you go.
But so I have two picks because one of them is my bonus. It is Kansas City -9 and the over in the game. Rationale behind it. Like I said, Andy Reid, 19-9 against the spread after a bye. Look at the opposing coach. Obvious coaching advantage on the part of Kansas City. Bill O'Brien, 2-7 against the spread when he's a underdog of 7 or more points. So, opponent Houston. Listen to this. And this is for the over. In the divisional round versus an opponent who is coming off a home game in the wild card round. Obviously, Houston home against Buffalo. The over in that scenario, 24-13. Keep that going. Out of those 24-13, if that team is favored by 5.5 or more, which Kansas City is, the over is 20-6. So the rationale is the clear favorite is waiting in the wings. They got that bye. They watch Wild Card Weekend from home. They're waiting to see their plan. They're eager to get back out there. Obviously, you have a bye. You have Super Bowl aspirations. Clear favorites waiting. They're energized. The underdog, obviously looking for a blowout, Kansas City is. These are two teams. This also for the over. Two teams that don't run the ball much. Kansas City. Scotty, percentage-wise, what do you think the percentage is? How many percentage of plays Kansas City ran the ball this year?
31.
It's 38, which is one of the lowest. But it's probably even lower than that if Patrick Mahomes plays the whole year at 100%. Because that's factoring in three games with Matt Moore when they're more cautious running the ball more. And so 62% of the time they're passing. Houston, same way. Pass the ball a lot. Not a great ground game with Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson kind of splitting. It's underrated, but it's still not. You wouldn't put that in the top tier. So I like Kansas City -9, the over. And then Houston's a team kind of overrated. They've been outscored this season total. All 17 games added up, they've been outscored. Wild card teams who have been outscored this season. In the wild card round, they're 9-7 straight up. So Houston adds to that. But the next week, this is big. The next week, if you're an outscored team, if you've been outscored on the year since 2001, you've never made it to the conference championship game. So if you've been outscored on the season, total point differentials in the negative. In the divisional round, you're 0-7 straight up. You're 1-6 against the spread. And the over is 7-0. So that was my rationale, Kansas City and the over.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what's Andy Reid's record in the playoffs when he has a first round bye.
Yeah, I mean
that's the one I was trying to look up and I couldn't find it because it's just showing his playoff record.
Right. I mean I don't have it in front of me, but it's like had it last year, creamed the Colts at Arrowhead. They broke that Arrowhead Stadium curse, but I know, I mean, he made a couple runs with the Eagles. It's really been the conference championship has been his bugaboo.
Right.
It was with the Eagles all those years. Nathan, on the other hand, he likes the under in this game at 51. I think his rationale is probably along the line of the Chiefs defense being revamped. It's been a lot better, but the best offense the Chiefs have faced in the last, you know, 6 or 7 games in terms of DVOA is the Raiders, a team they creamed. So think maybe some results sway that their defense has been not as good as the stats say. But Nathan, nonetheless, the under, 51 points.
What does Nathan have in the Seahawks game?
That's our next game.
Little segue.
Seattle. He has Seattle plus 4.5, and I agree with him.
Yeah, me too. I think that's a consensus pick. I think the handicap there is just like anytime that the Packers have faced, you know, albeit like they beat the Chiefs by 7.
Matt
anytime they face a good team, Yep. Anytime they play a team above 500, it's pretty close. They don't blow teams out. Seattle in the playoffs almost had a first round bye. Russell Wilson, I don't think loses, or I think he keeps it close all game. So I'm gonna go Seattle plus 4.5. I think that's really good value.
Yeah, and that is first going back to last game. Nathan also has Houston plus 9 as a bonus. But in terms of Seattle, two picks for me, Seattle plus 4.5 rationale. 58% of the money is on Seattle. So you're saying you like to fade the public, but that's when the spread was minus 4 or plus 4 if you're betting Seattle, but still the line has gone up to 4.5. So rarity in on the board each week in the NFL is a reverse line movement. So obviously more money comes in on one line, it should go down. At this point, it's going up. So more money should be going in on Seattle. Reverse line movement like that, I have to take Seattle plus 4.5. Russell Wilson 9-2 against the spread as an underdog of 4 points or more, and he is 8-1 on the road this season straight up, only losses at the Rams. So excuse me. So,
which is surprising, actually.
Right. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they've struggled at home worse than, you know, they've been road dogs, and that's weird because, I mean, Seattle's a weird team. They have one of the best home field advantages in the NFL, but these two teams, probably two of the more fraudulent teams to play in the divisional round. I would say one of these teams goes to the NFC Championship. I would venture to say the Saints would probably belong there more than that team, whoever wins between Seattle and Green Bay.
Big time. Big time.
So, yeah, I take Seattle, and then my lock is related to this game. That's the under 47.5, and this is my Scotty pick of the week, and it's just based on feel. I've rattled on these trends and stats, but it's based on feel at Lambeau, the frozen tundra, where it's going to be 20 degrees or so.
Frozen tundra.
It's going to be 20 degrees or so. Seattle loves to establish the run, even though they're bad at it. With Chris Carson out, Marshawn Lynch and the other guy, forget his name. They both averaged, I think, less than 2 yards a carry last week.
Homer.
No, he's hurt too.
Homer.
Homer. That's Travis his last Homer. Name is Homer, yeah. So Seattle's a team loves to establish the ground game. Green Bay, obviously, has turned into a running team with Aaron Jones and Williams. So give me the under in that. And I would lean, if it's going to be correlated, so you love the under for the whole game, look to the under in the first half as well. So if it's 47.5, it's probably going to be just under 50% of that in the first half. So around 23.5 points would be the under in the first half. If you like the full game,
yeah, I love
you
that.
You like the full game under.
I love the first half under.
Full game under, correlate it with the first half as well. So that's my lock. You already have my bonus. Nathan, you have his bonus. His lock, Baltimore, Tennessee. He likes them running up the score there over the 47.5 points. So, Scotty, we're waiting on your bonus and your lock.
All right, so I got two props here.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, got two props.
I was wondering, because we went through the games and you didn't really mention any totals or anything. So I was wondering.
Dalvin Cook went off last week. Big workload, right? Big workload. And I think that Madison, he had a few flashes that game. I think they try to utilize him more to release some of the workload. It's potentially Dalvin Cook's last game. But if my prediction is correct and your good handicap, you know, plays to fruition, I think that San Francisco blows them out and gives Dalvin Cook less opportunities. Give me under 110.5 total rushing and receiving combined for Dalvin
Cook.
That's
a great handicap, Scotty.
Thank you. Jeez.
Yeah, that's good.
If you want good value, I have a bonus for the public.
Okay.
If they want good value. Plus 160 for Lamar Jackson to throw an interception. I love betting quarterbacks to throw an interception.
Plus 160.
But, yeah, plus 160. Almost you know.
1.5 times your money.
Whatever. 1.5 times your money. So, but that's not my pick. I just, you know, if I were the public, I would steer that way. You know, if you lose it, you don't. The value's
because you think maybe as great as Lamar Jackson's been, and he's going to be the MVP, probably has some nerves for this game after what his after his playoff debut went so south.
Playoff football.
After his playoff debut went so south last, and that's what we really haven't touched on is that, you know, on this slate, you know, the first two games we have two big home favorites. And I'm laying the number for two quarterbacks who have not won a postseason game in Lamar Jackson and Jimmy G. So something to think about there. But
I think he threw three interceptions last year in the playoff game against the Chargers or so.
Different offense. Yeah,
give me that. I know, but I just think even if they're up, even if the Ravens blow him out, I think that, you know, he could still throw an interception.
Mm-hmm. All right, secure the bag, Scott.
Securing the bag. This one is an easy one, and it's not great value, but I'm taking Marshawn Lynch first attempt under 3.5 yards.
Oh, I love that. The
garbage. Marshawn Lynch, every single time I watch him, he's like running into a brick wall and is halted with 1 yard. So give me the under in Marshawn Lynch's first attempt under 3.5. Probably get one or two.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the odds is like -145 or something, like easy. But like that's my lock. That's happening.
Even better,
I would put everything.
Even better,
on.
Scotty, is what happens the first Seattle drive of the game. Say, I love your lock even better if Seattle gets the ball first, because that crowd is into it from the jump, from kickoff. Maybe it's a touchback to start the game.
Exactly.
That defense is ramped up. First play, they haven't played since week 17. Oh, I like that a lot.
Zadarius, and it might not even be Marshawn Lynch until the second series or so. They might have Homer in there, but I mean, I think Pete Carroll wants to give Marshawn Lynch the ball a little bit more to establish. I don't think he'll get established.
He
first
already
drive.
Said that too. I think he already said he's going to plan on playing more. So
we'll see. If the public wants something with even money, this is just if I couldn't bet Marshawn Lynch, this could be another good bet. Patrick Mahomes' longest pass is over 41.5. Is set at that. And Patrick Mahomes, I think he's going to air it out, especially if Jonathan Joseph doesn't play. I think Pat Mahomes could throw a pass over 41.5 yards.
Zach, I think you just listened to Scotty's best boardwalk segment of the NFL season.
He's had some good picks, but you know what? They're going to end up going maybe. Like 75% of them are going to be wrong just because we felt they were good.
Don't break a guy.
That does happen
a
lot.
That does, but
that
don't
does
break
happen,
a man
though.
When he's down.
Yeah.
Or when he's up.
Yeah. You're dogging me based on your feel. Like, oh, this is the trend.
All right. Last segment, we're going to just talk. Scotty and I are going to talk about our plans. I plan to make a little video project out of it. Scotty and I are headed to the sports book.
Oh, yeah.
For Saturday and Sunday slate. Zach's going to join us Sunday late for Seattle Green Bay.
Yep.
So Zach's going to either walk in and see two guys on edge because we have a ticket still alive, a big money ticket that we'll share in the video, or he's going to walk in on two dead guys that are playing the under of this game. Just hope.
I hope we break
just
even.
Just hoping that we walk out of there like we never even showed up.
you cash the ticket, you tell the guy at the counter, it's like, you didn't see me.
Yeah, yeah. Cash is like, hey, you know. Just the dust.
I'm going to need a copy of those security tapes.
That's our show.
Lawrenceburg. I can't wait. That's going to be fun. Me and Shelby have a little bit of a plan that we've been betting or we've been planning on for
big
Because the first time we did this, that didn't count. The first time we planned a big bet together, didn't count.
It can't count because it went 1-6.
Oh, God.
That's like I'm the biggest mulligan you can have. Like, okay.
I couldn't believe it happened.
It happened, but it didn't happen. We got a mulligan.
No, what bet? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's our show.
Top of the list, then I play my own shit and win something like this.
cruising down the street in my 6-4, jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop.